been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the last day of the second quarter, the last day of the first half of 2018. It's the June 29th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting one last time here from Dallas. We have a little internet issue today, so it's via cell phone. I'll try to talk loud into the cell phone and clearly, but let's begin with, can you believe this? Look at this, huh? The Dow up 245 points. Happy last day of the second quarter of the year. Let's light the firecrackers early. Dow up 245 points to 24,461. In the meantime, the S&P 500 is up 20 points. We'll take it. 0.75%, 2,736. The NASDAQ up 0.75% right now, up 56 points to 7,560. Russell 2000 up 0.4%. Oil is on a tear. Boy, I brought you some good luck here in Texas, didn't I? Oil up 67 cents a barrel this morning, $74.12 on West Texas Intermediate crude oil. And we've got silver up 6 cents to $16.10 per ounce right now. The bond market behaving itself, just flat, hasn't even gotten out of bed yet. The 10-year yield is currently at 2.85%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I don't know what the temperature is in San Diego today, but I imagine the mid-70s with a nice light breeze off the ocean. It's about 100 again here in Dallas, but I have really enjoyed my Dallas trip here so far. So don't run for me today. The market's definitely cooperating today. And the reservations continue to pour in for tomorrow's workshop. I would say get there about 8:30. I'll try to start around 9, and then we'll have some refreshments for you. Bring a notepad, whatever you want to do, to try to get some, my take on the market, how I do things differently, my philosophy on the market, my process. My sifting process that I put stocks through. I told you many times, I had a good friend that on the weekends he used to get in his panel truck with his dog and his dredge and go up to the Central California rivers, you know, gold country, the Merced River, for instance, which is ice chilly cold this time of year. And he'd put on his wetsuit and he'd get down underneath the rock and suck up a bunch of rock, and it would go through his sifter, and what was he looking for? Those few little nuggets of gold left behind by the gold rush of 49. And he had, you know, a nice little vial of gold that he had collected over the years. Well, that's what I'm doing in the market every day. I'm diving down, and sometimes the waters are quite chilly. I got to put on a wetsuit. I've got to put on a snorkel. I've got to put on my mask on Monday and Tuesday. It was no fun getting up and going to work, but I had to analyze it once again and give you my take. And I sift all day long and watch the currents and look for hot spots in the market, trying to come away with those few gold nuggets in the market. Well, we'll try to identify at least some promising areas in the market right now. In this week's newsletter, which I guess I'll be riding on my plane trip back to Scottsdale, Arizona, where I'll be getting on a plane in 100-degree heat and getting off a plane in about 105-degree heat. But the humidity is a little different. That does make somewhat of a difference. But I think tomorrow sounds like a good day to lay around the pool, doesn't it? And look at stock charts. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about as we get ready for the 4th of July. Well, let's take a look. What's driving it today? I think there's a little bit of softening out there by China backing off just a little bit, starting to make some concessions as they see their GDP numbers, their forecast begin to be, moving downwards and saying, you know, we better do something here. And of course, the Trump administration definitely not backing down whatsoever. So that battle continues. We had a lousy session Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We had a decent day in the market yesterday, and I sent out a live trading alert during the day, saying, you know, I think the best thing right now is just to sit on our hands and do nothing. There's a little bit too much volatility right now. There's a little too much rhetoric and food fights flying back and forth between all the parties, whether it's NAFTA, whether it's Canada, whether it's Mexico, whether it's the U.S., whether it's China, whether it's China's trading partners. There's a lot going on right now, and I think in the end you're going to see a much more open world for trading. So that's what I think will be the eventual outcome. So we had a nice rebound in the market yesterday. Bitcoin hit a new low, $5,873 per coin. But other than that, markets had a pretty good rebound. And of course, we're having an excellent day here on Friday, June the 29th. Well, I would say that China, maybe they published a new version of its so-called negative list, which spells out industries where foreign investment is limited or prohibited. The new rules will lift curbs on sectors including banking, automotive, heavy industry, mining, power grids, agriculture. Is there anything left? Well, they will allow foreign investment in these industries. That is a softening, and I think that has something to do with the market move today. Meanwhile, Trump barnstorms across America. He was in Wisconsin yesterday at a groundbreaking ceremony for manufacturing facility for Foxconn. You ever hear of Foxconn? No, that's not Maria Bartiromo, and that's not the others, Charles Payne and others. Foxconn is a Chinese company that manufactures iPhones. That facility, Foxconn facility in Wisconsin, Scott Walker State, is expected to be filled by 13,000 employees. But while Trump was praising the new Foxconn facility, which is quite a big deal. I mean, that's a big deal to bring a Chinese factory to America. When's the last time you heard of that? Well, I know Toyota has a big plant here near Frisco and Plano here in Texas, but that's a big deal for Wisconsin. And while he was praising Foxconn, he was, warning Harley Davidson, you don't get cute with us and move your manufacturer of Harley. I just wonder, all these guys that ride these Harley Davidsons and they've got their colors and they're wearing their colors and they've got their bandanas and their big mustaches and everything, they look pretty intimidating to a little guy like me, you know. They pull up next to me and I feel like, gee, I think I'll just roll up the window here. I don't want them to see a little guy like me. My little car here, he might sneeze on me or something. You just wonder if they moved the Harley Davidson manufacturing plant to Thailand, will the Hell's Angels still be buying Harley Davidson's hogs, or will they switch to an American-made brand? I don't know. I'm just throwing out that in my head. I think it would probably be better for Harley Davidson's image to keep the manufacturer of those hogs right here in the U.S. because you don't want the Hell's Angels showing up at your headquarters there in Wisconsin. Anyways, the euro rises today. They have an European Union migration deal. EU leaders reached an agreement on migration. Well, I wish the U.S. could do an agreement. Let's bring their negotiators here and try to negotiate our migration issues. But the plan proposes screening migrants in North Africa for asylum eligibility and setting up control centers within the bloc by nations which would volunteer to have them. So they want a little bit more orderly immigration policy in the EU. That's what we're trying to get here in the U.S., and it's an uphill battle, let me tell you. What's going on in Mexico? Wait till we come back on this one. This is Bill Gunderson, the Best Talks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome to back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I'm looking forward to meeting with a lot more folks here today. And we've had a really good time. We met with a lot of folks yesterday and the day before. I finally broke for dinner last night at about 7 p.m., and it was well worth it. So I met some great, great people once again. I call my listeners salt of the earth listeners. That just seems to be the kind of folks that listen to the Best Stocks Now radio show. No finer on earth, I'm telling you. And I'm looking forward to meeting a lot more today. And, of course, tomorrow, putting on a little workshop for you here at the Embassy Suites. They've been very kind to us here in near the Love Field Airport. Probably next time we'd probably be up in the Plano area or in the more towards the Las Colinas area. But, you know, for this time, kind of an exploratory trip. And it's gone very, very well. Well, we have quite a bit going on in the market today. Congratulations to Oregon State for winning the College Baseball World Series. What a tragic loss it was for Arkansas the day before. That's all they had to do was catch a pop-up to end the game and be the champions. Three guys surround that pop-up, and you know how it is. One guy looks at the other guy, and he looks at the other guy. I've got it. You've got it. We've got it. Uh-oh, none of us have it. And that allowed Oregon State to get back into the game. And then they, of course, won yesterday to take the College World Series. The World Cup, on the other hand, there's a lot going on in Mexico. NAFTA, that's very important to watch the progress or non-progress of what's going on in Mexico. But this will be a very big weekend for Mexico. Number one, they play Brazil in the World Cup. I wouldn't want to miss that game. And number two, they head to the polls on Sunday, and it looks like they are going to elect a very left leader of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, former mayor of Mexico City, widely known as AMLO. He looks virtually unstoppable heading into Sunday's vote. And it will be the Mexico's first left-leaning leader in decades, which will break the stranglehold of the ruling PRI party and its conservative rivals. Well, you know what? Living in San Diego, we hear a lot of commercials for the different parties. And I can just tell you that the platform that this guy stands on, it's Bernie Sanders Plus, and that's what's coming to Mexico. You know, they've got their own way of doing things. As the Mexican drug war drags into its 12th year, this candidate reiterated his 2012 presidential run strategy of abrazos, no balazos. Translated, that means hugs, not bullets. Well, I don't think you're going to cross the drug cartels with hugs and not bullets. First, you got to exterminate them like cockroaches and then hug one another. But that's, you know, we'll see. He's proposing all kinds of releasing amnesty for drug war criminals. You know, look, there's there's a group out there in the world that would love to take the whole world to socialism. It's pretty obvious, and they're busy working, interfering in elections all over the world with their agenda, whether it's the Soros people or a consortium of other people, and they have a well-organized army, and they're out there. You know, I remember last time when Enrique Peña Nieto won, he was handing out debit cards the day of the election. So all kinds of tricks. And it just seems like, you know, since socialism has been so good, has such a great track record, yet the people buy into it. And his party is Morena. Morena. You can look up what they stand for. It's pretty wild. Canada's response to U.S. tariffs. Justin Trudeau will impose tariffs on about $19 billion worth of U.S. imports. Everything from steel and aluminum to whiskey, mustard. It's a mustard tax. Washing machine, maybe we'll have the mustard party in the Boston Harbor. And motorboats and maple syrup. So be prepared to pay more for maple syrup. The duties will be 25% on steel and 10% on everything else. How about the emerging markets? How about global equity funds? I just got to tell you, as I meet with folks and they show me their portfolios elsewhere, I see portfolios that are heavily weighted in emerging markets and international markets that are getting slayed. I see portfolios that are heavily weighted in emerging market debt, in the debt markets of the U.S., international debt markets. I see portfolios that are heavily weighed and high dividend paying things, but the principal's going south big time. In February, or this last month, May saw the largest outflow of money from the global equity funds. They lost a combined $12.4 billion, actually this month, June, through Tuesday, setting up June to be the largest outflow since October 2008. I think it's all about the trade war, and it's all about currencies right now. And the fourth largest on record. Now, okay, with all of that money leaving those global equity funds, isn't that good news for the U.S.? I would have to believe that most of that money leaving those global equity funds, we're seeing it today anyways, are pouring into a better economy, one that's a little more business-friendly right now here in the U.S. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial folks have done it again. I've seen them do this before. I don't know how they select the stocks that go into the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but they recently took out GE and replaced it with Walgreens. Walgreens, the debut of Walgreens into the Dow Jones Industrial Average this week, marks the worst performance of any entrant in the past decade. Shares are down more than 11% in the last 3 days. They pick stocks like they do at the big wirehouses, I guess, over there at Dow Jones. They don't care if they're soggy or not. That took 44 points off the index after the company replaced GE. Walgreens also tumbled along with other drug retailers yesterday as Amazon made its entry into the industry by acquiring online pharmacy PillPack. Well, the Dow Jones folks thought they upgraded the Dow by replacing GE with Walgreens. Walgreens down 11% in the last 3 days. I would call Walgreens a pretty soggy stock. Let's try to find something on a little higher ground there. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I was just looking at Walgreens Boots Alliance via the Best Stocks Now app, which Walgreens was just added to the Dow this past week. But I'm just looking at the 10-year track record of Walgreens Boots Alliance has basically been a market performer. Over the last 10 years, WBA has delivered 8% per year total returns. That includes the dividend. Well, the market's delivered 7.8. But it gets worse from there. The stock has really decelerated since then. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 7.9% per year, while the market's delivered 11.1. I vote for the S&P 500 there. Now, listen to this. Over the last 3 years, Walgreens has gone backwards. This is the stock performance. Had you invested $100,000 into Walgreens 3 years ago, you've lost 10% per year. In other words, you're down 30-35% when you compound it. And the market's gone up by 10% per year. So on the one hand, you're at about $65,000 with your $100,000 investment in Walgreens. If you'd have just bought the S&P 500, you're at about, $145,000. That's a huge difference. Momentum, performance grade. They chose a stock that has a performance grade of D+. I don't want a D+ on my debate team going into the big debate with those Stanford folks. Walgreens Boots Alliance, I wonder if they wish they could take it back. You know, why isn't Amazon in the Dow? That's my question. Apple's in the Dow. Okay, it's not like we can't put technology stocks in the Dow. At $831 billion, headed for a trillion and getting ready to pass Apple in market capitalization, why don't we put some Best Stocks Now into the Dow? Maybe I need to create a Best Stocks Now index. Problem is, it changes. You'd have to change it like every 3 months or every 6 months or maybe once a year. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll create a Best Stocks Now index that can only be changed once per year, kick someone out, add someone in. I just don't think that Walgreens, which is another point that I would like to make here, is that in the portfolios I looked at yesterday, I only saw one good one. It's one that I manage. I know, self-serving. But I looked at it and I said, you know what, there's 25, 30 stocks that I don't know what you could do better than that right now. I really don't. And, of course, then I looked at the other portfolios that, you know, this client had at other firms. And I looked at, like, the first five positions in the portfolio. One was down 10,000. One was down, like, 15,000. One was down 9,000. One was down 8,000. And I just had to say, you know, this advisor is looking for love in all the wrong places and is totally out of sync with what is taking place in the market right now. So I'm just saying that this is the norm. Mediocre money managers, or let's say investment advisors, are the norm. Mediocrity is the norm in this industry. Now, another point I'd like to make here, Walgreens is now a member of one of the most watched, highly watched indexes in the world, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I mean, every single channel, whether it's a news channel or a financial channel, that's the one they quote. The Dow was down 87 points today. The Dow was down 225 points today. Now, you can buy an index that mimics the Dow. But I've always made the point of, well, there's 30 stocks in that index, like buying 30 baseball cards. Some of them are backup catchers. Some of them are middle relief pitchers with horn-rimmed glasses that nobody ever wants, you know, when you're trading baseball cards. Some of those baseball cards have been weathered by the sun, and they've had their better years. You know, some of them are tainted players that use the artificial stimulants to hit some of those home. So, you know, I'm just saying that you can cherry pick. I just believe there's a few good stocks in the Dow. Boeing is a superior stock in the Dow. Apple's a pretty decent stock in the Dow. Microsoft is a pretty decent stock in the Dow. And then you got Walgreens Boots Alliance, which replaced General Electric. I would call that about an even trade, maybe a little better. But I'm not a big fan of index investing. I rarely see stock portfolios. In fact, the vast majority of portfolios that I see, statements that I see, the advisor really knows very little about individual stocks and has them in broad index. For instance, how many stocks are in the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund? Well, I know there's over 4,000. You mean you can't narrow it down a little bit from 4,000? You know, after all, the NFL draft, it's those first two rounds when all the good players go, and the NBA draft after about the middle of the first round, you know, usually all the good players are gone, let alone 4,000 college basketball players. Can't there be a little scouting done? Can't there be some combines done to try to define the better athletes, the faster runners? It's not always a guarantee, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, right? There's always the clunkers that come along, poorly managed by themselves, usually. But I just think there's a better way of going than buying indexes. And, of course, that's the Vanguard way. I see a lot of portfolios out there that are full of Vanguard funds. And, yes, I know they're absolutely low fees, but you're getting 4,000 stocks. Nobody has narrowed it down at all. Nobody has tried to cherry pick it and at least eliminate the junk out of 4,000. I know that the Russell 2000, for instance, which is small cap 2,000 stocks. Well, I'll tell you what, once you get beyond about 100 stocks in there, it's just like, wow. But they need something to make the index up with, so that's my two cents on indexes. All right, let's take a look at what else is going on here today. Hyundai may be preparing a bid for Fiat Chrysler. Wow, Chrysler's gone through a lot of iterations since the Lee Iacocca days. Here's another interesting one. You know, Elon Musk, I have a problem with Tesla. You know that. Now, people have paid a $1,000 deposit down towards getting their Model 3 car. They've reserved a Model 3 car. And they've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And now Elon Musk says, if you pay me an additional $2,500, I'll convert your reservation into an order. In other words, you can move up in the line, but I want another $2,500. What does that tell you? It tells you that he's hurting for money to produce the cars. He's not producing enough Model 3s per shift to reach the 5,000 per week target that he said would be reached by Saturday. So now he's saying, you know, give me another, because a lot of these $1,000 deposit people are asking for their money back. Look, I've been waiting for my car for 2 years. The paint, it'll have rust on it by the time I get it. Well, Elon says, give me another $2,500, and then we'll convert your deposit into an order. Home Builders having a good day today. KBH Homes, Kaufman & Broad, used to be Kaufman & Broad, it's KBH now. They're doing well. Nomura likes IBM. Well, you know what? There is another poster child for soggy stocks. I see this in Seeking Alpha today. GE is flashing a buy signal on a weekly reversal chart. Well, if you use weekly reversal charts, go ahead, buy into GE. You know how many buy signals I've seen on GE as it went from 50 down to 12? Every week, someone had a buy signal. Well, they better rethink their buy signals. I don't know. I'm just thinking that. All right. Well, I'll talk about Nike when we come back. Blowout earnings at Nike. Constellation Brands taking a little heat today. I still love the stock, however. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, live from Dallas, where we've had a real good time here this week. Leaving tomorrow after the workshop. I hope I get to see you at the workshop tomorrow. 8:30 a.m., Embassy Suites, Dallas, near Dallas, Love Field. The stock of the day. Well, first let me get the, I talk about my losers too, but I have a big profit in Constellation Brands over the years. Constellation Brands has been a very good stock over the years. They came up a little bit shy on their earnings here this quarter. I call it my neighbor's trash can stock. It's Corona Beer. It's, all these different, Ballast Point, which was developed in Ballast Point, which is near Point Loma, which is where pretty much I grew up. I knew a few of the principals there at Ballast Point. They made some money. They sold out to Constellation Brands for $1 billion. Constellation Brands has made an investment into Canopy Growth, which is a weed stock. So, interesting company. I'm not selling my Constellation Brands. I know it's down a little bit today. There's some pain here, Gunderson. You're putting us through pain. What is it down, 3 or 4%, something like that? Now, on the other hand, Nike is having a huge day today. I don't currently own Nike. You know what? I should. I've come so close to owning that stock over the years, especially in the income and growth portfolio, because they do pay a dividend yield of 1.1%. Now, Nike is in the Dow. Let's compare the returns of Nike over the years. Now, some people will say, well, you're looking backwards, Gunderson. That's easy to find stocks that have done well in the past. Well, you know what? That's where the valuations come in, because the valuations look to the future, and the charts look to the future. You have to be looking to the future. It's nice to have a 326 lifetime batting average with 425 lifetime home runs and 6,000 RBIs or whatever the case may be. But this is now. This is today. What about the future? What are you going to do here? Are you going to make the All-Star team this year? Well, over the last 20 years, I remember Walgreens was about a market performer. Nike, 21% per year. Markets delivered 8. I wear Nikes. Some people say that they pay me to wear Nikes, like, these famous athletes and stuff like this. But it's not true. The rumor is not true. Even though I do jog, try to jog around a few tracks during the week at a very modest pace, I'm not paid to wear Nike wear. I need a better PR agent, I guess. 10-year average on Nike, 21% per year. The market, 8% per year. I even noticed some of these Texas Cowboys wearing Nike shoes. Boy, have times changed. A Stetson hat and Nike shoes? Come on. Over the last 5 years, Nike, 21% per year. market up 11%. It's doubled the performance. You ever see how much some of those shoes are? But what are you going to do? You're not going to wear Converse. I remember when I was in junior high, Keds were all the rage. You had to wear Keds. If you didn't wear Keds, you were a square, man. The kids were going to make fun of you and pick on you if you had the wrong kind of shoes. And I got to imagine today it's Nike is the in brand, although Adidas has been making a big comeback. I'll never forget my first pair of Nikes. I was on the track team at Point Loma High School. And my buddy says, hey, have you seen those new Nike shoes? They're called Bananas. Well, I said, I'm not that slow. Yeah, he says, you're pretty slow, Gunderson. Anyways, there were yellow, bright yellow, neon yellow. We were way ahead of our times because that's commonplace now with the black Nike swoosh. Man, him and I, we got those Nike Bananas. You could see them clear from Las Vegas, you know, down there in San Diego. Those things, I know the astronauts from outer space said, wow, what is that in Point Loma? They didn't last long, so my Nike Bananas were stolen in about a week out of my locker at Point Loma High School. I guess they need better security or something. I never saw my Nike Bananas again. But I've been aware of Nikes most of it helps me run. Instead of running a 15-minute mile, I can run a 14-minute and 59-second mile with my Nikes. Grease light. Over the last 12 months, Nikes up 39%. Market's up 11.3%. That's a pretty good performance. You know, Nike has been a very solid performer over the years. You know what? I've always had a problem with the valuation. That's always been the reason that I haven't bought Nike. And I kick myself because it's a premier brand. It's one of the great brands ever invented. I told you about the billboard on Sunset Boulevard. It was all white. It was 2,700 square feet of white, and down in the little right-hand corner was the Nike swoosh. That's all it took. Everybody knew who that billboard was advertising. That's how powerful that brand is, that swoosh. And Nike has always been expensive. I mean, it's a high PEG ratio. It's trading at 27 times forward earnings, 67 times past earnings. It's expensive. And that's what's kept me out of it. Because my system, you have to make a valuation case and a momentum case. I've always been able to make the momentum case, but I've never been able to make you're paying such a premium in the stock for that swoosh. There's a swoosh premium, and that's kept me out of the stock. All right, well, I'm going to be writing the newsletter sometime today in between appointments. We got about 8 or 9 appointments today. Got to get some barbecue tonight before I leave Texas. Got a workshop to do tomorrow. I'll be writing the newsletter in between. Probably Sunday morning is the expected ETA of the newsletter this week. You know what? We've had a volatile week. We need to get a good update on just what's going on out there. Is this the beginning of the end? The end of the beginning? Most people think we still got several years left in the market. Well, we'll take a look at it. We'll weigh the evidence. On this side of the scale is the bear case. On this side of the scale is the bull case. I'm non-prejudiced. I just looked at the facts. I weigh them. I look at everything, all the inputs, the more inputs I can possibly put in. Good information leads to good inspiration, in my opinion. The more information you have, the better the decision you can make. Some people have said, I've never seen such a comprehensive newsletter as the Gunderson Weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter. Go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, and if you'd like to have an active manager, not passive, 855-611-BEST.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.